Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number three of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Jim Galante back one more time here in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is Ask Dustin time. Greg Pickle is usually your guy, and very well, he should be your guy to answer your Penn State football questions. He's not here, so it falls on my shoulders to do my best. Jimmy over here is going to fire off the questions. I'm going to answer them this time. We'll make a note of who asked them, and the winning question will get a Keystone Sports Network polo. I just got a new one. They are pretty sweet. This one's maroon, and I'm looking forward to wearing it all over town. If you don't know by now, Ask Greg. There's a button for it on the Keystone Sports app. I recommend you have the app regardless, but to fire off a question is so easy and quick. There's just a button for Ask Greg. Ask the question. Best question each week as deemed by Greg, or in this case me, gets a polo shirt. Couldn't be any easier if we tried, which, you know, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that we don't try around here. So let's get to the questions. I'll be keeping notes as we go.
Let's fire them off. This one's from Matt in Camp Hill, and based on our earlier segment, it's a timely question. If Matt McCloin's New York Guardians had to play Penn State tomorrow, what would the point spread be?
Oh man, point spread, Guardians, Penn State. I wish I knew the Guardians roster a little bit better. The thing that I have doubts about with the XFL, like, clearly these are guys who are fringe pro players who, you know, for the most part have had some really good college careers. And so I would give the advantage to the Guardians, but in terms of continuity and the investment being made from both the coaches and the players, like, I think that's something that favors college teams. But if the Guardians and Penn State, boy.
All right,
playing on a neutral field.
How about the Guardians versus LSU, the national champions?
I would pick LSU to win it. I understand that these are men, and that some of these men have had, you know, some professional careers, but, you know, like the college players and the continuity and their, like I said, their investment into it, I think that counts for something, even if like the experience and that kind of thing don't. But I would pick a lot of college football programs to win over an XFL team. I could be wrong about that. I have not given this an ounce of thought before this, but for Penn State to go in with their machine of a program, with their coaches who are kind of in the peaks of their careers, as opposed to like some of these older time coaches who haven't coached in a while, I think coaching and program are big advantages for college teams. So I would pick Penn State to beat the Guardians.
All right, next up, Mike from Shillington. How does the news that Ricky Slade has entered the transfer portal impact Penn State's recruiting efforts in Virginia or in his old high school?
I don't see much of a negative impact there. And the reasoning is nobody can say that Ricky Slade didn't get a fair shot last year. He was the week one starter. He had opportunities to do it. It took a while for those opportunities to disappear and for him to fall down the depth chart. I don't think anybody could say, like, Ricky Slade might have felt like it wasn't fair in the beginning, but I don't think any objective observer can look at this running back situation and say that Ricky Slade wasn't afforded the leash that he needed to thrive. The other guys didn't get more opportunities faster because they didn't earn them. And, you know, I think Ricky Slade got a chance late in the year. That's when Journey Brown got his chance. He's the guy who made the most out of it. Noah Kane in the early part of the year, he got his opportunity before he ran into some injury stuff. And, that's going to be the thing in this situation. Is it, if you're going to be part of a 5 or 4 or 6 man running back rotation, are you going to have your fair opportunity to take the ball and run with it, both literally and metaphorically? And I think Ricky Slade did. He just wasn't good enough at that point in time. And this is going to be, you know, when there is a crowd, the duration of that opportunity is going to be something that you look at. But I think every man of that 4-man rotation last year got a shake.
And every one of these transfers that happened, if you look at it, I think there's a huge difference between he's leaving for a better opportunity elsewhere, or is he leaving because he's bitter about how he was treated? I haven't seen any of that come out, so I don't think this will have any effect. All right, let's move forward. Next one, this is from a few weeks ago, but this is Paul from Worcester, Massachusetts, or Worcester.
Either way.
Either way, right?
Yeah.
All right, Paul says, are we all developing a give the other coaches credit for an excellent game plan fatigue, or is it just me? And he adds, on a related note, Charles Darwin stated, it's not the fastest or the strongest, it's the species that is most adept at adaptation that survive. And sometimes we act like dodo birds.
Man, there is so much to unpack here, all the way down to the dodo bird reference.
That's why I had to ask it, the dodo bird reference.
All right, it's a fair question, though. It's something that you've said frequently here. Yes. How many times can Penn State be like, hey, you know, or maybe Greg has said it too. So this is not, to have that fatigue is not unfair at all. And you just hope that Penn State can be the one that other teams have to adjust to. It definitely seems like, based on comments from James Franklin and others, that they have put Penn State on their heels immediately in some of these games, or second half adjustments have been in the other team's favor. I know he's a big fan of Kirk Ciarrocca. You know, I know that. And maybe Kirk can be the guy who, you don't have to reinvent what you do on offense. Take what you do well already and make some minor adjustments to exploit what the other team's doing.
To Paul's point, though, when he said those who survive are those who adapt, is not part of adapting just bringing in Kirk Ciarrocca, one of those guys who you gave all that credit to for, gee, he had the better game plan.
Yeah.
That's the way you adapt. You go bring that guy in.
And I think there's this kind of misconception in football sometimes, like you need the biggest brainiac in the room in order to innovate in football. What Kirk Ciarrocca showed in his game plan when Penn State went to Minnesota last year was that you don't have to reinvent anything. You make one little motion adjustment. You make one little, you run a bunch of slants. You do stuff that it isn't necessarily like changing the game of football forever. You're making adjustments that are built into what the fabric is of your offense. And I still fully believe that Penn State did not have an identity on offense for each of the past three seasons. You know, in 2017, 18, 19, more so these past 2 years. What was Penn State's identity? What did you have to take away? And I think it's great to say, hey, we're multiple. Hey, we get guys in space. But in the end, what does that mean exactly? I think Ciarrocca, for better or worse, he's going to have a strategy. He's going to be the guy that you hope can dictate that other teams adjust to it and then make the adjustments right back. I have more faith in this, especially offensively, in this offense being the team that forces adjustments and then adjusts to those adjustments. Penn State has been on the wrong end of that.
Yes, they have.
So I think the fatigue is, I think everybody should have been feeling that fatigue.
All right. Good question. Next up, this is Tim from Lewis Center, Ohio. Also a question from a couple weeks ago. I'm trying to pull some of these in that were good questions.
We are guilty of pulling the recent ones and leaving the older ones behind. Yeah. So bravo to you.
All right. Well, you get the shirt.
You get a polo shirt.
You get a polo shirt. All right. Tim says, before the season started, an article came out ranking each of the Big Ten QBs. Clifford was listed somewhere around 10th. Looking back on the season, where would you rank Clifford among the Big Ten quarterbacks? And I'm going to add part of this question. How would you have ranked him this past season? And how will you rank him going into next season?
Well, I think Clifford falls right in the middle of the pack, both last year, and I think that's about where, maybe upper middle of the pack to start the year. Really what you're looking into 2020 is, what can the new offense do for him? What can Kirk Ciarrocca do for him that maybe he did for Tanner Morgan last year? I think there were definitely times where, frankly, I feel like Penn State put the ball in his hands to run it too often last year. I think that injuries and the accumulation, the fact that he wasn't 100% but still was being asked to do the same things in some of those games, that didn't help him very much. There were times where I thought that he would have or should have been more composed when there was pressure in his face. I think that's an adjustment that has to be made, you know, to be a little bit more calm in the face of blitz situations. I thought he kind of packed it in a little too quick last year. That's my amateur opinion. So I think he's upper middle of the pack. Without getting into the nitty gritty of who all is back and who's not, you know, I don't know. Is there anybody who was definitively better than Clifford who's not back next year? Like, you know, Justin Fields is back. Adrian Martinez is back. Tanner Morgan is back. It's hard for him to go above those guys. But I think the bottom half of the league, you know, I think he's still firmly ahead of with plenty of ceiling left.
Well, that's just what I was going to say. I think his high side is second behind Justin Fields.
Absolutely.
I think that's realistic if things fall correctly.
Realistically, we're probably looking at him as maybe fourth or fifth on that list.
All right. Let's move on to Bill from Philadelphia. Hi, Greg. Since you're a betting man, Dustin, you are too, so we'll let you. Dustin, as a betting man, if you had 100 chips on, how many would you place on the probability of Penn State's 2021 recruiting class? Where would it finish? 1 through 9, 10 through 12, or 13 or below?
Looking at 2021?
Yes.
I would say 1 through 9. I am a believer that some of these high 4-stars and these 5-stars, there's some real substance in their relationship with Penn State where – I don't know. I mean, in hindsight, I'm not sure you could have really – like Julian Fleming visited a bunch of times, and he explained exactly why he didn't end up at Penn State. I'm not sure if there's a dynamic in play for that, but I think Landon Tengwall and Nolan Rucci, I think there's some real substance there. Maybe the 5-star quarterback, maybe the 5-star cornerback. You can't bank on that, but they have enough balls in the air with 5-stars and high 4-stars like Dante Thornton and Derek Davis, the safety from Gateway. There's some legitimate thinking there that two or three of those, you know, 7 or 8 guys ends up at Penn State. And if that happens and then, you know, the numbers don't work in Penn State's favor, I'm going to put them at like 8 or 9 in the country in this class.
What's interesting is from 8 or 9, 10, 11, 12, or 13, there's not much difference between there. So, and that's about where they've been finishing around that 12, 13 rate. All right, one more quick question. Brian from Miami, we all know James Franklin's weakness is game management. How much money do you think Penn State could raise if they asked their alumni and Letterman to donate money for a new coaching position called game management coach?
I don't think it would be that big of an investment.
And he said, if the over-under was $500,000, which way would you bet?
They wouldn't have to pay $500,000 for that. Who are they paying $500,000 on the staff for? But I think
I'll have you know that our buddy Ross volunteered for that job.
To his point, somebody would do that job for sure, and Penn State would pay. Penn State alumni, and it would pay to kind of shore up that part of the operation. My pick for best question is whoever asked about Ricky Slade and the portal being bad for recruiting. There were some good ones this week.
Okay, that is Mike from Shillington.
Mike from Shillington. Ricky Slade, is it bad for recruiting? I think not, but it's a valid question to ask. We're going to take a quick break right now, come back with some Penn State wrestling right after this.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent. Or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.